Paul, no Jacob Trouba this morning. Any concerns about his availability for tonight?
Oh, he's playing tonight.
He's playing. Any other lineup or any lineup changes contemplated?
No. Well, contemplated. Yeah, we thought about taking you out, Mike. There's actually a fairly strong push for that.
I'm in. When you have one home game here in the midst of three road games, does it almost feel like this is a four-game trip as opposed to a one-off homestand?
No, I mean, this is our first morning skate in the building this year, and we haven't practiced here yet. So, but no, this will be our building when we get out there tonight.
What are excitement levels like in the room, I guess, on opening night at home?
A little bit more buzz for sure. Everybody, again, excited to get back into our rink and get back going. And when you play on the road and you hit a post, nobody cares. But when you're at home, you hit a post, you get a pretty good jump in the crowd. And anything that's around the net's exciting, so you get that boost.
And, of course, fans will have heightened expectations of this club
10-1,
this year.
10-1, right, every night? Or,
So how do you handle that, I guess, with your players? Do you sort of zone that out?
Yeah, well, we won't tie it. My challenge is handling it out here more than anything, and not in the room. I mean, we're gonna find ourselves and develop our team, and the expectations got considerably higher, and our team got considerably younger, so there's a balancing act that's going to have to go on there, but I'm sure that'll happen just for about 82 games this year.
Paul, discipline has been a subject of conversation for the last couple of years for your group. I mean, you got it under control last year.
Yep.
When you have a game like the other night, is it something that needs to be addressed? Or how did you deal with it?
Penalties, more than discipline, right? We don't like the stick penalties where we're tripping guys. There's a big volume of that. We were eager to get on the puck, but not with our feet, more with our sticks. So we want to clean that up a little bit. I think when you look at we opened with two games in the Central, and you would find that a big majority of the Central teams found themselves in the top 10 of penalties. It's a certain kind of game, very physical, but we want to make sure we're really good with our sticks. There's two that I don't like, but that's going to happen regularly, and there's the bat and one in the stands. We've got a couple of physical penalties we can be smarter with.
Paul,
go ahead. Paul, what have you liked about your team in the first couple of games, and any areas of concern, something you think?
Well, 5-on-5, we don't feel we're very far off kind of that identity game in terms of our hunt backs and being on the puck. It's a really important part of our game, being able to cause turnovers. We're not that far off. We think we've slowed down a little offensively at times, looking for a slightly better play, but our shot totals are quite low. And they're quite high in terms of what we're giving up, but we're 5-on-5, at least even, possibly better on the chances for it against, in our opinion. The special teams, I liked our power play in St. Louis, scored a goal, had a full 2 minute with 3A chances, so we were good in the one game. I'm going to be really careful about attaching any panic or concern or in any area after two. We split on the road, two good teams, and we'll try to be a real good team at home here now.
You didn't have many games last year when you guys didn't have your feet moving, but you're obviously a much easier team to play against when you don't. I mean, was there anything from watching the tape that stood out in terms of why you weren't able to get that pace going?
Well, we kind of got ourselves anything we got rolling. We spent some time in the penalty box. I was fine with our pace in St. Louis. They were real good sticks by Dallas. I mean, there was a lot of open ice. They did a real nice job with that. We'll expect that here from L.A. tonight, so... if we just come out and play our game, it's not going to end up 5-1. Right? The other team gets paid too, and they're going to work real hard, and everybody's real excited at the start of the year. So a grinding game where you don't have the puck the whole night would be like the National Hockey League. So it's okay.
Sorry. With Ehlers move back with Little and Line A, what is it that will give you an indication that line is has some chemistry going, or
some zone time, some offensive zone time? So it wouldn't necessarily be needed for that line to be very good. You've got an extreme shooter, you've got really good speed, real good smart veteran centermen, so they historically have probably done a little bit more off the rush with their game, or confusion off the original rush. What they don't do as a lot is control the puck in the offensive zone, which is a big part of the way we play. That's fine, not every line has to play like Scheifele's line. But usually when they're on, they will cause confusion in the offensive zone. And Nicky's got that great speed. He can come out around a corner and turn a corner and cause confusion. Patty, of course, is a shooter that has to be watched at all times. We think Brian gets in on that forecheck and makes good plays to keep the pucks alive. So that's really what we're looking for. It's why you see Matty Perreault at times go up there with it. If they don't have that zone time, Matty can get in on that forecheck and create a little different dynamic on the line, and you'll see that over the course of the year.
Paul, we're barely a week into the season, and scoring, it seems, is way up. There's been some football-like scores so far. Is that just the product of early season teams trying to find their way, or do you expect that maybe this is a trend we're going to see continue?
I think early in the year, everybody comes in with a tremendous amount of optimism, especially if they had some offense going last year. And there's not a lot of people selling their fans, we are such a great defensive team. Come out and watch us defend. Right? And then we get into these big number games and the coaches go, fellas, we are not winning. Right? 7-6 every night. That's an aberration. We've got to be better defensively. So some of that takes over. Other than that, what's changed? The goalie's gear's changed. We don't know what the effect on that. I think we have 4 number ones down right now. I don't know if that's an effect, but you'll watch the number of number one goalies out of the lineup. But I think a lot of it is, let's see how many goals we can score. Let's make some plays. So when you're making those kind of higher risk offensive plays because you're feeling it and this is going to be the year you score 50 even though you've had 5, the cost to that play not developing is something's going the other way. So when you watch the games on TV, you've seen the puck go back and forth a lot more than maybe normal, which is exciting as hell if you're watching it on TV.
More with the Oilers, he was critical of his own play during the preseason, didn't like the way
that Patty told him how to do that.
Well, it worked much like
right.
It did
no, we're
in that
right
game.
Right,
but have you seen anything did you see anything different in the first two games than what you saw in the preseason?
No,
did you think?
No, it's been a project here going back into late January of last year. We think that Nicky's game changes as his mentality as a shooter is there when he's feeling like the shooter on the line, then he changes the way he approaches the puck, the way he attacks certain areas of the ice. And a totally a smart individual would say, if I'm playing with Patty Laine, maybe Patty's the shooter. He's pretty good at it, so I got to maybe get him the puck a little bit more. But I think we've at times can lose a bit of what Nick Ehlers is great at. There's no law says that there's not enough pucks to go around for two guys to shoot everything, so we'd like to see that.
Paul, could you talk about the progress and development you've seen in Connor's game and what he's bringing to you on a consistent basis now?
I don't think that in a calendar or in an NHL season year I've seen a player go from where he was at training camp to where he ended at the end of the playoffs. We played a game in Carolina last year where he was just a full-on Blake Wheeler pro, right, on the puck. Didn't score, but that to me was the turning point in him understanding, I'm just going to play this game and the points will come from it. And from that point on, he's been a dynamic player who is now not the kid on the line. And we felt right from day one in training camp when those three were going that he was making his own decisions, making the plays that he thought were right to play, not deferring to Blake or to Mark or waiting, almost not reading off them, playing as a National Hockey League veteran and a good piece to the line. So he's made incredible progress. We've been very fortunate here, and we've got two more young guys in Veselina and Roslovic that we hope can kind of continue that on. We'll be patient early, and as their confidence grows, that they become the drivers on the line, which is a word we use an awful lot. Kyle has become that on the line. He's a piece. He's an equal part to the line.